Welcome to Day 1 on Burnout. Feeling burnout can mean something different to everybody. But essentially, we can say it's wanting things to be different. Different from how they are right now. Things to be better, less hectic, and maybe a bit more balanced. It might be that the mind is busier than we'd like it to be. It might be that emotions weigh heavier than usual. It might be a feeling of exhaustion, impatience, frustration, helplessness, and anything at all. You don't need to label the exact feeling yet. What you need to know is that you can and will feel better by the end of this. We are going to be using mindful meditation and visualization techniques throughout the series. This is a technique that works well for all of those feelings. Don't worry if you've not done any visualization or meditation before. This exercise will lead you through the practice, and each day, we'll continue to develop that a little bit more. Now, the nice thing about this exercise is that on one hand, it engages the mind, and on the other, it sets up a framework in which the mind can sort of just let go and unwind, so we can move towards a place of calm and balance. To begin with, if you would just like to take a moment to get comfortable, make sure you are sitting in a place where you are going to be undisturbed. Your posture is upright, but not rigid, and at the same time, there's a sense of softness in the body. Your shoulders are relaxed, and your hands gently rest in your lap or by your side. And when you're ready, start by observing what's around you in a nice, soft gaze. Aware of the space, but not forcing the mind to focus on any particular thing. Take some nice, big, deep breaths. And hold it in for a few seconds, and exhale for just as long. Continue breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth for a few more times. And with the next out-breath, just gently close the eyes. Now, feel the weight of the body. Starting from the points of contact, your feet on the floor, and the hands and arms resting on the legs or arms of the chair. Maybe notice the sounds around you. What can you hear? Now bringing your attention to the physical senses, settle back into the space around you. Bring the attention a little bit more towards your body. As you scan down from head to toe, notice any areas that feel particularly comfortable or uncomfortable. Now, before we shift our attention to our breathing, remind yourself of the intention of doing this exercise. Maybe you want to feel less stressed. Perhaps you are looking to find a way to avoid feeling burned out. Be clear in your mind about the intention, and then just gently shift the focus of your attention towards the breath as it rises and falls, steadily, gently. And as you become increasingly comfortable, following the natural rhythm of the breath, I'd like you to take in the comfort of the space around you. The sights, the sounds, the smells. Take it all slowly in. The sunlight feels warm and comfortable and relaxing against your skin. It is softly comforting your body taking away any tension, any discomfort, leaving you relaxed and peaceful. Now, without changing the breath in any way, just following the natural rhythm, start scanning down the body from head to toes. And as you sit there, you can feel the warmth of the sun on the skin. Now imagine what could be described as a small globe of light entering your body through the chest. As the warm glow fills the chest cavity, the light is gently radiating from the center towards the hands and legs. It travels from your chest to the neck and continues to spread slowly towards the shoulders, moving down towards the hands until it reaches your fingertips. Now the glow is traveling down towards the hips and the pelvis, down the legs and toes. As the warmth and light spread across the body, any tension there was is melting away, leaving your mind and body resting. You can now let go of any thought and just allow the mind to rest. And now, just bringing the attention back into the body. Start to feel the weight of the body again. The physical points of contact. Just take a moment or two before you do anything, before you make any judgments about the exercise. And now, before we end our first exercise, pause to notice your feelings and emotions. It's okay if you found the exercise difficult. When you're learning something new like this, give it a few days. You've still got a lot more to practice. I'll explain a bit more about that tomorrow. And things will start to fall into place as we continue our journey through the series. I look forward to seeing you back here then for day 2.